Finding forms of organization that took Nonnemann into account was not an easy road to travel. Plus, there was an even more urgent problem to solve: the expansion of the Nencomimetic virus, a virus that spreads through memes, infecting humans who, in turn, cause Guy's septicemia, only amplified the generalized consent or indifference to the exercise of life and death over Gaia's other living beings. Nearly everyone simply assumes it when considering entities such as protozoa, metazoa, bacteria or viruses whose existence has long been ignored. For sure, they weren't under control, just the opposite. In any case, the extermination brought by humans were both the cause and effect of the Nencomimetic pandemic. Now that multispecies affect technologies had opened the channels of affective emotional exchange, the terrible damage done by the millennia to the non-human world and biosphere appeared under a new light in all its tragic dimension. If multispecies affect technologies, there was no uniformity of relationships because, of course, this depended on the situation and participants in the exchange. In general, the species that already had access to interaction severely lacked trust, and circumspection prevailed for everything human-related. Despite the surprising effect of the multispecies media bundle that intimately involved them, many non-human were still wary. In some cases, the interlocutor and perhaps even an entire species couldn't be perceived visually, which made the situation even more tense. Reactions were different: stress-inducing aggression, a complete collapse of flight from behavior that was often perceived as disturbing or even as deception. There were situations where negative flows were emitted indifferently, how human experienced them regardless of behavior or emotional attitudes. In other circumstances, certain non-human, because they possess intense intuition, or perhaps for other unknown reasons, knew how to choose trustworthy people. In some cases, emotional relationships were established that might have seemed naive or superficial, but in fact might made up the humus for resuming storytelling, just like in the past. At that time, the paradox of the quantum world pervaded the perception of reality and became dominant. New assumptions about being and knowledge emerged. The very nature of existence was no longer considered, like during in the neo-lib gulf, as an individual fact. No longer could any entity subsist in its own right, but only in an intra-relational web. Quantic gov had sought to exploit all this new assumption in its own favor, not only to autonomize itself, but also to build the modes of individual and collective behavioral simulation and control. In the autonomous sphere and the emerging movements that research centers and university activists were joining in masses, the opposite possibilities was glimpsed. community spaces, affect technologies, create a metaverse in which agent, human and non-human, did not subsist per se as pre-existing individual elements, but took shape only in the dynamics of the interaction. And this could be the condition that could reintegrate human into Gaia. And so no one could explain how or why multispecies affect technology, where the environment, where one acquired, at least on the human side, an intimate awareness of being distinct from the other, only in the interviewing of mutual relationships, and not as individual entities in their own right. This was the empirical evidence against selfish individualism, the foundation of the capitalist era. In short, a current was emerging that overwhelmed the very ontological basis of the individualism that had prevailed for centuries. But what? It's not too late?
What's up with you?